Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Google published a paper in the journal Nature claiming the company's 54-bit qubit Sycamore quantum computer has achieved quantum supremacy. It can perform a calculation, in this case a technique for determining random numbers, in 200 seconds that would take the world's most powerful classical computer 10,000 years to perform, thus quantum supremacy, an important milestone in the development of quantum computers. This is the paper that was inadvertently published on NASA's website a month ago, and IBM researchers have proposed a method in which a classical computer could achieve that same calculation in a practical amount of time. IBM's method would require using hard drive space in addition to RAM and other optimizations to perform the calculation in 2.5 days rather than 10,000 years. Let the debate about what is actually quantum supremacy begin. Mozilla launched Firefox 70 for Windows, Mac, Linux, Android, and iOS with new social tracking protection, blocking cross-site tracking cookies from sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. A privacy protections report shows users how many trackers, fingerprints, and crypto miners it has blocked. Firefox's password management service Lockwise now has a password generator and works with Firefox Monitor to alert you if one of your accounts may have been involved in a breach. The green lock icon is now gray, and insecure HTTP and FTP connections show a red crossout logo. Firefox 70 also strips path information from the HTTP referrer sent to trackers. On the performance side, WebRender is rolling out for Windows, running on integrated Intel graphics to speed things up there, and compositor updates on macOS should speed things up and reduce power consumption there. Samsung updated the software for its Galaxy S10 and Note 10 phones to fix problems that led any fingerprint to unlock a phone if a certain type of screen protector was in place during fingerprint registration and then left on the phone. Samsung is pushing notifications for the update to phones that have registered any kind of biometric data. The Bank of China and Alipay both pulled fingerprint authorized functions from their apps for some Samsung devices. Microsoft issued a new build of Windows 10 version 20H1 to Windows insiders on the Fast Ring. This update doesn't add any new features, but does fix some issues with previous builds that prevented restarts and upgrades. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told the U.S. House Financial Services Committee Wednesday that the Libra cryptocurrency, quote, will extend America's financial leadership as well as our democratic values and oversight around the world. Zuckerberg claims China is preparing similar ideas. He also said that Libra would not launch anywhere in the world until U.S. regulators approve and added this is not an attempt to create a sovereign currency. Like existing online payment systems, he says, it's a way for people to transfer money. He also emphasized that the system is in the hands of the Libra Association now, not Facebook. The Chrome 78 browser has launched for Mac, Windows, Linux, Android, and iOS. The new tab page now offers a gallery of images and themes and lets you choose between suggested shortcuts, curated shortcuts, or no shortcuts at all. A forced dark mode setting will enable dark mode on all websites, whether the site supports it or not, using color inversion theory to keep them readable. Google's password checkup extension will soon be integrated, advising you when you might need to change a password. And Click to Call lets you click on a phone number on your desktop and send it to an Android phone. Chrome 78 also is testing DNS over HTTPS. eMarketer reports that Apple Pay has passed Starbucks mobile payment as the most popular mobile payment app in the United States, the first time a generic mobile payment app has led the category. eMarketer estimates 30.3 million Apple Pay users in 2019 to Starbucks' 25.2 million, followed by Google Pay with 12.1 million and Samsung Pay with 10.8 million. Apple Pay is expected to be available in 70% of U.S. retailers by the end of 2019. U.S. users are estimated to spend about $1,545 per year per person using some kind of proximity mobile payment this year, and that's up 24% over last year. Snapchat added 7 million daily active users in Q3 to help Snap reach 210 million, up 13% year over year. Snap revenue rose 50% year over year to $446 million, losing 4 cents a share. Both those numbers beat expectations. Snapchat added 5 million users outside of North America, so the majority of its new users are coming outside of its home market. Total time spent watching grew 40% year over year in the Discover tab. More than 100 Discover channels saw more than 10 million viewers per month in Q3. Russia's Yandex, most well known for its search engine, announced Wednesday it will begin testing its driverless cars in the United States next summer. Yandex cars will offer driverless taxi service during the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, June 6th through the 21st, and then the cars will stay after the show for further testing. Yandex is creating its cars in collaboration with Hyundai. The areas of Skolkovo and Innopolis in Russia have working test zones where people can use Yandex driverless taxis right now. Yandex also has a license to test driverless cars in Israel. Yandex is considering an IPO for Yandex Taxi, its joint venture with Uber. And finally, the European Data Protection Supervisor, or EDPS, has found serious concerns over the compliance of the relevant contractual terms with data protection rules and the role of Microsoft as a processor for EU institutions using its products and services. In other words, a bit of a conflict between Microsoft's contracts and the GDPR data regulations. Microsoft said it will soon announce contractual changes that will address concerns such as those raised by the EDPS. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.